Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 761. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 26 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Boy Racer. I played the song Stalemate, and that's on the band's album Seaside Riot that came out October 31st of last year, 2024, on the band's own Emotional Response. I'm not sure why I didn't pick that up at the time, but I'm glad I found a copy there. Just excellent indie pop. I got music for you this week. It's kind of a tale of two cities. I'm going to start with the first city in Neutral Milk Hotel. This one's called King of Carrot Flowers, Part 1.
By this fire to remember who we were, to recall the days of yore, to recall the days before. Hear the crackling, stoke the flames, conjure long forgotten names. Look long enough and see where the referent wriggles free. I will turn these stones to bread, and all who hunger will be fed. Plates will shift and the earth will groan, and no one here is gonna die alone. Live in hope, walk in fear, let them come.
And welcome back to the podcast. We just heard from the Mountain Goats with the song Dawn of Revelation. That's on the band's new album, Through This Fire, Across from Peter Balkan. Came out just last week, November 7th, on John Darnielle's own Cadmean Dawn label. He's based out of Durham, North Carolina these days. The album's a concept album. I'm not sure I feel it that much, but I know I feel that song. So give that album a listen and see what works for you. Before that, we heard from Neutral Milk Hotel with the song King of Carrot Flowers Part 1. That was on the band's landmark album, In the Airplane Over the Sea, that came out February of 1998 on Merge Records. I went to listen to that the other day and realized I didn't have it, so I had to go pick up a copy of it. And boy, it was fun revisiting that album. There are just so many wonderful songs on that one and that one there. Just the lyrics really speak to me. And I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. All right, now it's time for the tale of the second city. Get a little louder. This is Squint. The song is called Empty Tank.
Straight to right.
Souter, as promised, three great bands that make a fantastic bill, though I'm not sure any of their fans would get along with each other. We ended off there with Killer Hearts from Houston and the song High Temptress. That's on the band's new album, Unchained and Bloodstained, which came out October 24th on Screaming Crow Records. Pick that one up on vinyl at Mills Records. I know they've got one waiting for you there as well. That song actually dates back to a split that they did with LJ Sleaze, I think, some time ago, 2022 maybe, but it's finally found its way to an album, and it's a solid album there, full of rock and roll. Before that, we heard from Toledo Panic with the song Falling Down. That's on the band's new album, Till the Work is Done, that came out November 3rd on Lionheart Records, a band from Ventura, California. Definitely an oi band there, but definitely doing all the right things. That track there I love just because it's got that kind of 82 blitz sort of guitar tone to it. And then we started off with a track by Squint with the song Empty Tank. That's on the band's new EP Drag, which came out November 7th last Friday on Sunday Drive. Just an excellent hardcore band there based out of St. Louis. All three albums definitely worth your time. And speaking of time, we're about out of it. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 761, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TOOMUCHROCK.com or find me in your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking at the concert calendar, we got fun things coming up. King Princess is at the Truman on the 11th. Roseline is playing the Bottleneck on the 13th. Jorge Arena Trio is at Farewell. Necromoon is at Howdy. Virga is at Rhino all on the 13th. 14th is just as busy. Goblin is playing at the Record Bar. Corners of the Sky at the Replay. Utilitarians are at the Brick. 15th, 95 Sweetbird is playing at Farewell. Drifter is at Replay that night. On the 16th, Redder Moon is at Minibar. Blonde Shell is playing at the Truman that night with She's Green. That'll be a great show. Suddenly I'll be out of town for that one. On the 19th, Minus the Bear returns to Granada. Hayden Pettigo comes to the Ship. Uncouth plays at Howdy on the 19th as well. On the 20th, Neva Devona at the middle bar, at the mini bar. Great. I think they're from Omaha, been gone for a long time, coming back, and I'm looking forward to that one. Gum plays at Howdy on the 20th. 21st, you got Beth at the Truman. Terry Quinn playing at the Replay. Headlight Rivals at the Rhino. And the 22nd, let's do RX Ghost at Lucia or Ethereal Tomb at Howdy. Looking over at the website, there's a few new things out there. I've got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Oxys Unfinished and Crash show that happened about a month ago now over at the Skate Bar. Again, I'm still way behind. I'm not sure I'm ever going to catch up. All right, let's go ahead and end things here. I've got a track by some locals, Kansas City band Lafayette. I played something from them a few weeks ago. They released an album, and it's an excellent album, kind of all their older tracks that they just never got around to recording in the band's first run. But this is the band's first new music in, I don't know, like 20 years or something. It's a new EP called October Days, and I'm going to play the title track. It came out October 31st, self-released, digital-only affair. Find that on Bandcamp. Just an excellent sort of shoegaze record with bits of indie rock in there, of course. So we'll end things here with Lafayette and the track October Days. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.